Aye, for the signature on. I want to address the magistrates before we come in. Right, before I enter this court, do we do so with all our natural and God-given inalienable rights intact?
I have no idea
what you're talking about. Well, basically, you know, do I have my rights intact? Do we agree?
What does that mean for that?
No, it's all right, it's irrelevant anyway. So...
First of all, Mr. Hammer, I have to ask what your name is.
Well, first of all, yeah...
If you tell me you're Mr. Hammer, then you're going to leave the court.
Well, right now, I am the layperson acting as a lawful agent on behalf of the legal fiction known as Martin Hammer. And on record, for and on the record, I claim common law jurisdiction. Do we have an accord?
Are you Mr. Martin Hammer?
I am the layperson acting as a lawful agent on behalf of the legal fiction which I will present to the court, that is Martin Hammer.
Well, if you're not Mr. Hammer, in fact you're
legal. This is Martin Hammer, and I've presented Martin Hammer to the court. Well, it's a legal fiction because it's a contract. It's a legal fiction. That is Mr. Hammer. So, and also, are you here on your oath?
Mr. Hammer,
I have a lawful right to inspect the magistrate's oath, because without it, I only have your word. Yeah? I have the lawful right to prove to myself and these persons here present that the good lady and gentleman upon the bench have the lawful authority to sit there in that capacity.
I think perhaps Mr. Hammer is speaking to somebody on the internet.
Well, sir, I will respect the sovereignty of the court, provided it's proven to me in law. I only have your word for that. Yeah? And, you know, that's hearsay at this time. I repeat that I have presented... Martin Hammer is in the courtroom today, and I've presented the legal fiction, which is the piece of paper, to the court. That is Martin Hammer.
And do we know how the legal fiction...
Well, there isn't a plea as such, but, you know... Well, Mr. Hammer is here, he's been presented. Yeah, but what I need to do is see your oath, sir. So, may I see the oath that states you are what you are, so that I can ensure that these proceedings are legal? So, you're not... Basically, you know, you're not legally who you say you are then, if you can't provide your oath. Yeah, I mean, well, with respect, sir, and no dishonour upon you, for... Well, with respect, sir, no dishonour upon you, for and on the record, we have requested lawful proof, by the way, your oath, that you have the authority to adjudicate and are authorised in this manner, which we have the lawful right to do so. And we have the lawful right to establish these proceedings are lawful, sir, and your position on that bench to act lawfully. Well, I've presented Mr. Hammer to the court, and I have explained that I am a layperson acting as a lawful agent on behalf and for the legal fiction known as Martin Hammer. Do you understand? Okay, well, as you've just stated on the record that you stand under me, doesn't that make me the highest person, highest authority in this room, and therefore I could dismiss the case?
Well,
Well, I've actually said that currently, you said that you stood under me, so that makes me the highest authority in the room, so therefore I should be able to dismiss the case. Well, I'd prefer to have this dismissed now, thank you very much. And also that, you know, if anybody...
You don't need to call, perhaps you'd like to go to the cells for contempt, it can be arranged.
Well, basically, I am only here representing the layperson, as a layperson representing the legal fiction that is known as Martin Hammer. Well, I'm waiting for the case to be dismissed. That's the idea. Yes, well, with respect, sir, this court hasn't been lawfully established, and I have the right to establish that this court is lawful. And, you know, that you are have authority to adjudicate and authorise in this manner. And I've got the lawful right to see your oath.
Can this man be removed from court, please?
Well, I've just asked to see the magistrate's oath so that I can see that these proceedings are legal. My lawful right to do so.
Would you like to leave the court now, please, sir?
All I'm asking for is the magistrate's oath to show these proceedings are actually legal. Because these proceedings are not legal. So therefore, no decision can be valid without the magistrate's oath.
Okay, would you like to move now for me, please, sir?
Well, you're not actually allowed to touch me, I can leave for a
talk.
You did touch me with your arm.
Sorry. Would you like to move that forward for me, please? Thank you.